Okay, let's get cracking as we continue to learn Perek Zayin, the seventh Perek of Maseches Brachos. We're finishing off Perek Zayin today with Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet and Perek Zayin Mishnah. Hey, let's begin Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Shlosha She'achlu Ke'achad, you have three people who eat together. Einon Rasha'in Lechalek. They are not permitted to separate, because if you have three people and one person leaves or two people they separate, then they're gonna the Zeman is going to dissolve. They're gonna lose the Zeman. And once you establish the Zeman, you should keep the Zeman together. V'chein arba'a, v'chein chamisha. The same is true when you have four people or five people. If you have four people and you split up, you're gonna have a two and two or three and one, and that's not gonna work. We need every person who is part of the Zeman to still be part of a Zeman. And if you have five people, the same, you're a group of three and two or four and one, same, you're going to have groups of people who are no longer part of a Zeman. You can't do that, says the Mishnah. You have three people eating together, stay together and make a Zeman together. Continues the Mishnah, Shisha Nechalakin. But six people, they can separate, because six people, you can make a group of three and a group of three. They still have a Zeman, not a problem. Now, what's interesting to note, however, what happens often, let's say, on a Shabbos, at a Shabbos meal, you have one person, a kid often, who's over Bar Mitzvah, who wants to leave to go to a friend. The adults like to schmooze, like to talk, and you have a guy who wants to just hang out with his friends on Shabbos, and he wants to leave. So according to this Mishnah, he can't leave. He's part of a Zeman, so how do we do that? So the Gemara actually says that it's not derech eretz, it's not appropriate for a person to make everyone else bench and to make everyone else stop their meal because one person wants to leave. So what do we do nowadays? How do we do this? How is it right for a person to leave in the middle of the meal? A kid doesn't want to be there also to listen to all these adults schmoozing all Shabbos afternoon. So what do we do? So generally the halacha is, and generally what we do is, we allow the person who wants to leave, the boy over bar mitzvah who wants to leave, to say Shir Malos to himself, to make a Zeman for everyone, and then once he finishes the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon, no one else benches, and they continue schmoozing, and then he leaves, and when they're ready to bench, they bench, but they don't have to make another Zeman, because they already made a Zeman before this boy left. So it is okay, generally, to leave if you have to. We don't keep you there as a prisoner at the meal, but you should still try to get that Zeman in and not lose the Zeman. And continues the Mishnah, Ad Asara. So this works, that we don't allow you to separate until 10. So from 3 until 10 people, from 3 until 5 people, you can't separate at all, because then you're going to lose your Zeman. But then from 6, 7, 8, 9, and 9 people, you can't separate, because you could have 5 and 4 if you have 9, you could have 4 and 4 if you have 8, you could have 4 and 3, and you still have that Zeman with less than 10. Once you get to 10 people, then you have a lokenu. Then there's a special aspect of the Zeman, and therefore you gotta keep that. So the asara ain't a nechalak. And so once you have 10 people, you also can't separate, because let's say you have 10 and you have 5 and 5, you still have a Zeman, but you had the elokenu, the special element of adding Hashem's name into the Zeman, and once you separate, you become 5 and 5. There's no more elokenu. We add the word elokenu once we have 10. Achihu eshrim. But then once you have 20 people, says the Mishnah, then you can separate, because then you could do 10 and 10, not a problem. But the point is that whatever type of Zeman you start with, you should maintain that, you should keep that until the end, and you shouldn't separate if you're going to lose the type of Zeman that you started with. Continues the Mishnah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah, hey. You have two groups of people who are eating together in one home. As long as at least some of them can see each other from the two different groups, when they can then combine to be included in a Zeman. You'll have this often in a lunchroom or in some sort of a cafeteria, where let's say you have, you know, two people over there, but at the end of the day you see each other and you're sort of eating together to an extent, and therefore you can combine. But if not, if they can't see each other, then elu mizamnin latzman, ve'elu mizamnin latzman, then they will not separate. Then each group will have a Zeman separately, and they're not going to be included in the Zeman of each other. And what's interesting to note, the Bar Tanura points out, is that in this situation, if you have a waiter who serves both groups, let's say you're in a restaurant, you have a waiter that serves both groups, even if you can't see each other, but you have the same waiter, so technically, according to this Mishnah, you could combine and be included in the zimun of one another, but that's the opinion of the Bar Tanura. Continues the Mishnah. Ein mevarchin al hayayin ad sheyitin l'socho mayim. It used to be, just by way of introduction to the end of the Mishnah, that the wine that they used to have is extremely, extremely strong. So in order for them to drink it, they would have to dilute it. So the question is, can they make the bracha? This is, again, not so connected to what we were saying previously, but another interesting halacha to finish off the perek. The question is, can they make a bracha on the wine before it's diluted? Says the first opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Ein mevarchin al yayin ad sheyitin l'socho mayim. You cannot make a bracha on wine. You can't say brei pri hagafen until you put the water in, because until the water's in there, the wine's not fit for drinking. It's too strong. You can't drink it. And therefore, you have to wait, according to Rabbi Eliezer, for it to be diluted. The chachamim omer and the chachamim say, mevarchin. No, it's fine. Even though it's not fit for drinking, it's still wine. You can make the bracha on wine before it is diluted. Quick review, Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet told us that, generally speaking, when you have a zimun, you should maintain that zimun. You have three people together, you shouldn't separate. Once you have 10 people, you shouldn't separate. But if you have 6 people, you can, because you're still maintaining the zimun, you're dividing into 2. Similarly, when you have 20 people, you could divide into 2, because you still have 20. But you still have 10 in each zimun. But again, we should try to keep the zimun that you started with. Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey discussed, first of all, the halacha that if you have 2 different groups of people who are eating in the same building, but they're not necessarily in the same table, so as long as they see each other, they can be mitzar, they could combine and join in the zimun of one another. If they can't see each other, then they cannot join in, then they should make their own zimun. And the parak just concluded by teaching us a halacha machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding wine, and if you can make the bracha on the wine before it's diluted, or if you have to wait until the wine is fit for drinking. Have a great day.